Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for Speed Jokes, the best of. We will randomly select from the jokes sent in this week. In fact, we already did. And the winner this week, randomly selected, Mugless Mike. Mugless
really?
Mike has been signing his jokes and sending them in for weeks and months that way. Mugless Mike was randomly selected today. Mike, you'll be hearing from us. Here's joke of the week number one. I don't want to say I'm a lousy cook, Dave, but I've noticed that when I do cook, my family prays afterwards. Joke of the week number two. What do you call a whale without any underwear? Free Willy. Who saw that coming? Here's joke of the week number three. Hey, speaking of chemistry, why are helium, curium, and barium called the medical elements? Because if you can't helium or curium, you...
Barium?
Absolutely right. That would be a good name. Had triplets, helium, curium, and barium. I'll bet some of you have named your kids after...
elements?
Yeah. Joke number four, please.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a person with dirty hair, and John Williams will star as a clerk in a store.
Do you have shampoo here?
Yes, aisle four.
With extra volume?
Yes, aisle four! Joke of the week number five. I always get my pizza delivered.
Me too.
I mean, who wants liver on their pizza? Joke of the week number six. Hey, Dave, you know how I like to give you books to read?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, and I have enough books.
I know, Dave, so I'm not going to be bothering you with that anymore.
No, thank you, John.
Hey, Dave, do you listen to podcasts? Because I found some you might like to listen to. Here's one, Dave, Growing Your Own Food by Rosa Carrots. And you should download Round the Mountain by Sheila B. Cumin.
I've never heard of these podcasts,
Listen to Joe. This podcast, Dave. Is This Love by Midas Welby and The Hurricane by Rufus Blownoff. Hey, Dave, you should download Performance-Enhancing Drugs by Everhard Muscles.
I don't think these are really podcasts,
they
John.
They weren't really books either, Dave. I've got one more for you to listen to.
Thank you.
Though, listen to this, Dave. The Art of Igloo Building by S. Chemo.
I think I'll read the books instead.
I kind of like the name Everhard. That's a cool name. Anybody, do we have any Everhards out there? Joke of the week number seven. Julie Andrews found a vibrant red lipstick that fell apart when she used it, and it made her breath stink, so...
Her super color fragile lipstick gave her halitosis?
That's right, Dave. Nicely done. Joke of the week number eight. Kid says, hey, Dad, why is my sister named Rose? And his dad says, because your mom loves roses. Why do you ask? Bush's country-style baked beans. There are so many potential punchlines to that. We may do that one again and again and again. Here's joke of the week number nine. I learned this in Boy Scouts. If you get lost in the woods, a compass can really help you get lost more north. Isn't that the truth? Here's number 10. Hey, Dave, what happened to the frog that was struck by lightning?
I don't know. What?
He died, Dave. That's what happened. Come on, Dave. That's not hard to figure out. What's the matter with you? Joke of the week number 11. Please, people, I don't care how much you like the soap. Never walk out of a public restroom smelling your fingers. That's just a rule of thumb. Yeah, they aren't all jokes. Sometimes they're just helpful tips. We try and be as helpful as we can here on Speed Jokes. How about number 12?
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a hiring agent at the cable company, and John Williams will star as the job applicant.
You were 3 hours late for this interview.
Yeah, so whatever.
That's it. You're hired.
Joke of the week number 13.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a roof, and John Williams will star as his doctor.
What is it, Doc?
I'm afraid you've got shingles. Incidentally, I like that joke, but I also like Dave's characterization of a roof.
What is it, Doc?
Very flat.
Well, then maybe that's it. I'm trying to think, why does that work? But this does sound
like... What is
like,
it, Doc?
Yeah, that sounds like a roof, shingle. You know, Dave, we're going to do a thing down the road.
Yeah.
Talk to producer Pete about this, where we'll take your characterization of one of these ridiculous things, we're going to play them, and then ask the listeners to tell us what it was that you were doing. So someday you're going to hear this, you know, what was the line he did?
What is it, Doc?
and they're going to say, what was that? And they're going to go, that's a roof shingle. Even if they hadn't heard the bit, they're going to go, I don't know, I'm thinking roof shingle. So we'll have more of those down the road.
Oh, good.
He said. And our final joke of the week.
In the following scene, Dave Bennett will portray a giant wind turbine on I-65 north of Indianapolis. And John Williams will star as another giant wind turbine on I-65.
Hey, John!
Yeah, Dave.
What kind?
You know what? I didn't write that. You're missing a line there.
I was wondering, but you're not supposed to explain them. So I
yeah, but you are supposed to finish them. I didn't. Your line would be, "What kind of music do you like?"
Okay.
Why don't we pick it up with the last half of your introduction there, Steve, so that the people at home can really enjoy this.
Dave Bennett will portray a giant wind turbine on I-65 north of Indianapolis, and John Williams will star as another giant wind turbine on I-65.
Hey, John.
Dave.
What kind of music do you like?
I'm a big metal fan.